He plays for the Norwood Footy Club. He's got a bit of speed as well. His name's Cooper Merley, and he joins us now. Hello, Cooper.
Howdy. How are you guys going?
Yeah, great, thank you. What about you? Are you a little bit nervous?
Look, it's getting that way now. I think probably a week ago it was just a bit of a nothing feeling, as, you know, there's still a week to go. But now, as you know, it's 2 days away or a day away now. Yeah, the nerves are starting to kick in a little bit.
I can tell you it's 26 hours away. 6:30 tomorrow night it starts. That's if you go on the first 18. How many clubs have had a sniff?
So I've spoken to 17 out of 18 clubs.
Whoa, the only
club I haven't spoken to up until this point is Brisbane.
Ooh, interesting.
What were they thinking? And I know this is awkward for you, but have some clubs impressed you more than others, the way they go about it?
I think, you know, in terms of you know, the way each club goes about it, I'm pretty confident that, you know, all of the clubs that have approached me have been really, really professional about it, and also the way that they've dealt with things as well. So, I mean, in terms of, you know, how well they have dealt with things, I don't really think there's a club that's been more so on top. I think they're all pretty professional within their own ways.
So, Cooper, when they're wanting to know who is Cooper Merley, the footballer, what do you tell them?
I often, you know, start by describing some of my strengths, you know, which I consider to be my speed and endurance, and probably my contested ball ability as well. That's probably, in terms of my strengths, probably defines me as a footballer the most.
I want to know about Cooper Merley, the human. Family, brothers, sisters, sporting family, academic family. Give us a bit of the background on the family.
So I'm from a family of four, so I've obviously got mum and dad. So mum's name's Melanie and dad's name's Brad. I've also got a younger sister named Jessica. She's 12 years old, so she's currently in year six at school. So probably a little bit more of a sporting family, I'd say, than an academic family. I think, you know, as far as academic-wise, I think we've all had to work quite hard, you know, whether it's at school, whether it's at work, you know, in order to, I guess, achieve those higher sorts of grades. But dad actually played, so dad's got quite a bit of a footy background, not so much at a high level, but a lot of his family played football. So him and his brother actually came through the under-17s and the under-19s at Nord back when they were younger. And mum also played netball just at a local club for a number of years. So, haven't really had too many high achievers in terms of, I guess, the level of sport, but the sporting background's certainly there.
Hey, as long as you get enjoyment out of it, that's the main thing about sport. So what about you at the moment? School, exams, or are you working?
I'm quite fortunate. I finished school last year, so thankfully didn't really have to deal with the pressure of exams and obviously, you know, with the draft around the corner as well. So throughout this year I've been working 3 days a week with dad. So dad's a branch manager at a company called Southcott, which is essentially a hydraulic business.
Yeah.
So I've been working there 3 days a week all of this year as a store person. So just so I'm not sitting around home doing nothing, and, you know, I can also get a bit of money out of it as well.
So, Cooper, what's been your football journey? What were your junior clubs and how did you get to Norwood?
I've spent all of my junior football at Teacher Gully, which was my local club. So I started there in under sixes and played right through to under 15s. And then with the development squads at all of the sample clubs, so you have to be, depending on where you live, determines what sample club you go to. So I was fortunate enough that I was zoned for Nord, and so I started there in under 13s and played obviously under 13s, 14s, 15s, 16s, and then also 2 years of under 18s. So I've been really fortunate enough to, I guess, spend all of those years at football club.
That's a sore point with me, Roach. The rich get richer. A Norwood recruiting zone at Teacher Gully, that used to be West Torrens before it was Woodville West Torrens. Then they changed it all geographically. It was a damn rip-off.
Well, now you've been given even more space elsewhere.
Yes, we
So who's had the most influence on you, Cooper, particularly at Norwood?
I'd probably say Chris O'Connor, who was my under 18 coach this year. So I've actually had him for nearly four years, but, you know, for the best part of 3 years now. Mm. So I guess he's been able to see me, or, you know, see myself and my football grow in a number of ways over those years. And, you know, I guess when it comes down to that, he's been the best critic of my football as well. So okay. I'd say, you know, based on how much football he's seen me play, is, you know, probably been the most influential person at Norwood.
Who have you grown up barracking for in the AFL?
So it's actually a funny story. So I was, when I was much younger, so I was a Crows supporter, just like my mum and my nana and pop. And I'm not actually sure how I ended up changing, but Dad ended up, well, Dad grew up in Victoria, so he's always barracked for Carlton. So somewhere along the lines, I ended up changing to the Blues, and yeah, I've stuck with them ever since.
So you enjoy pain?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
It's taught him resilience, Roach. Oh,
well, that leads to the next question. Which one of the Crows and Port Adelaide have had the most phone calls with you?
So they're actually even. So I've spoken to Port Adelaide and the Crows the same amount of times. But I think probably more so when it comes down to interest, I think the Crows have probably shown that, I guess, just that little bit more interest.
Yeah, yeah, more draft picks.
It's a game of poker, though. You never know which way it's going to go.
Hey, do you want us to call Michael Voss?
What's that, sorry?
Do you want us to call Michael Voss for you at Carlton?
Absolutely, if you'd like.
Well, he's been a regular on the show, so we know him well. We might be able to do you a favour there. So obviously you've got no apprehension about going into state. What if you had to go to WA or New South Wales?
Yeah, look, obviously as a young kid, moving into state can be quite daunting, and I think it's going to have, you know, it's going to have its challenges for any young kid, but you know, this is something that I've wanted to do for so long, and you know, it's been a dream of mine ever since I was a young kid. So I think moving interstate is just one very small part of you know, fulfilling your dream. So I think, you know, depending on whatever state it is, or if I'm lucky enough to go interstate, you know, I'll be able to tackle that with both hands and just get stuck straight into it.
Now, Cooper, don't feel uncomfortable with this. We ask everyone, but just so people can visualise how you go about it, for those that haven't seen you play, if you were to compare yourself with a player, what player would that be?
I think if I was to compare myself to, you know, an AFL player, this year it's probably been a lot of Zach Butters. So been someone I've really tried to model my game on this year. However, you know, obviously I didn't get to see him play much footy due to his injuries as well. So, you know, I turned to the likes of Shea Bolton from Richmond. So them small forwards that, you know, are very elusive, fierce attack at the footy, but, you know, they can also get their fair share of time in the midfield as well.
Well, Zach is part of the SEN family. He's a regular every week on our show. He's very lippy. Are you like that out on the field?
I guess it depends on the situation. Yeah, I can get quite lippy at the best of times. A lot of the time, I just try to keep my mouth shut as much as possible.
Yeah, let Cooper, the football do the talking.
The new world you're going to go entering into. Have you looked at a manager, or has a manager looked at you?
So I, fortunately enough, so Dad actually works with, I don't know if you guys know Riley Bonner from Port Adelaide.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so Dad works with his dad at work, and so his manager at the time was asking Riley's dad about any upcoming talent. So obviously my name got thrown about to my manager, which is Dave Trotter. So, yeah, he got in contact with us, and myself and my dad went and met with him 2 years ago now when he was able to get over to Adelaide. And, yeah, right from the get-go with that meeting, we were both really, really happy with him. And, you know, I've kept really close contact with him, you know, since signing with him. And, yeah, so I've decided to go with him, and, yeah, certainly haven't looked back.
Sounds like you're sorted.
Yeah, just having a look at your record too. You only just missed out on taking out the McCullum Tompkins medal.
Yes, that's correct.
One vote, was it?
Yep, that's correct.
All right. Well, that suggests that you play a game that stands out. What are you going to do the next 2 days? Are you going to sit at home with family or get a few mates around?
Yeah, I've already decided to, I guess, just invite, you know, some close friends and family around. You know, more so probably Thursday night, you know, as I'm probably predicted to go more in the second round than what I am in the first. So I think tomorrow night will just be with mum and dad, I guess. And then, Thursday night we'll probably look to invite maybe a few close friends and family.
So where do you reckon you'll go roughly, fingers crossed?
I think fingers crossed. I'd love to stay here in my home state and, you know, hopefully one day pull on the tricolours. But You know, at the end of the day, wherever I'll be grateful for.
And are you going to video it everything and whack it on TikTok and go crazy?
Yeah, fingers crossed, maybe.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for it.
Hey, Cooper, great chat. You've got a great story. And, look, we wish you all the very best. And hopefully when we talk to you next, it'll be as a AFL player attached to a club. Rooch, what's wrong?
Just thinking of your theme about a draft reward to the Sandford club.
Yep.
What about the local club like Tea Tree Gully? How do they then get some money?
Same should apply, I think.
So we split it even further down the line.
Exactly, and Cooper would agree with that. Okay. Cooper, really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Good luck.
He speaks well.
Yeah, good luck, Cooper.